This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Operation Iraqi Freedom was launched 3 weeks ago to topple Saddam Hussein's regime and rid Iraq of weapons of mass destruction. U.S. troops are increasing their control of Baghdad. Kurdish forces are closing in on Mosul and Kirkuk in the north. And British troops are in control of Basra in the south. Bush administration officials are looking beyond military operations now and toward a post-war Iraq. With no confirmed finds of biological or chemical agents and the fate of Saddam Hussein still unknown, how will the U.S. and its allies know that they have won the war? NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Nancy Soderberg, former member of the National Security Council in the Clinton administration, and retired Army Colonel Bob Killebrew.
Bob, let me start with you and ask, what will have to happen for U.S.-led forces to declare a military victory?
A lot has to happen before that one, and I suspect it's going to be a long time before the military people are going to be willing to suggest that. I have a little trouble with the term military victory. Victory in this sense means that this society that's been repressed for so long stands up as an independent, democratic, or at least moderate regime, and that'll be probably years from now.
Well, when I say military victory, do you interpret that in the same way as winning the war?
No, not a bit. Armies win battles. The wars are won by statesmen and politicians.
Nancy Soderberg, how would you define victory in this situation, this war in Iraq?
Well, I think it will actually be based on a bit more of the military situation. I think four things will happen. One, the U.S. military will be in full control of Baghdad. Two, there'll be a routing of the Republican Guard so that their resistance is reduced to basically a cleanup operation. And three, some political Iraqi presence in Baghdad. And I think you'll see President Bush out there declaring victory well before there's an independent, democratic Iraq. He has to say, we've won this war, we're moving forward. Then they'll invite the UN, and the next phase will begin. Politically, he has to do this. We need to say we've won, and then they can move on to the next phase.
What would cause President Bush to stand up and say, we have won?
I think there'll be three things. One, the U.S. and allied forces will be in full control of Baghdad. Secondly, the Republican Guard and Iraqi forces will have been routed and ceased resistance so that it's a cleanup operation. And third, some political presence of the new Iraqi government in Baghdad.
Well, that leads to another question, Bob. Who will surrender?
Well, we have, as you know, many surrenders already. The hardliners who are fighting right now will probably be a mixture. Some will fight to the death. Some will just take off their uniforms and go home. There is a difference between President Bush declaring victory, an actual victory. If the question for us is, when is victory in this campaign, when is victory in this war, it has to be when Iraq becomes what Secretary Wolfowitz was talking about, a free and independent country and a bridgehead for moderates into the Arab culture in the area. It's always ironic to me that Mr. Bush, who took office against nation building, is now basically into civilization building.
I think that's right, and you'll have, ultimately, the Bush administration will declare victory in this war, but the ultimate test will be when American troops can leave Iraq, and that's going to be years.
Is it necessary to capture Saddam or to know his whereabouts before declaring victory?
No, it's not. I think that the key is whether or not we're in control of the country and have begun to develop a new government.
And whether or not the Iraqi people really believe he's gone. I think one of the things that we didn't do well at the beginning of this campaign was to understand how traumatized this society was. And aside from what we're seeing in the streets of Baghdad, Saddam's influence has to be palpably destroyed in Iraq. And after that, it doesn't matter where he is.
What about weapons of mass destruction? What happens if U.S. forces never discover those weapons?
Not much. I mean, I think there'll be some backbiting, and I told you so, at the UN in the hallways and in Paris. But ultimately, we're beyond that now. This is less now about weapons of mass destruction than about regime change and building a new Iraq.
One of the things that happens, if we have this victory, we now have a bottom line on the control of the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. We've made a point. that if some tin pot dictatorship decides to build nukes or chems in the future, there's a bottom line at which he must put those weapons under control.
Retired Army Colonel Bob Killebrew is a private defense consultant, and Nancy Soderberg, former member of the National Security Council, works with the nonprofit International Crisis Group in Brussels. They spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.